Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today. What would you like first there, Mahoney?
Dave, why don't we start off today's show
with some bad news?
So they have these souvenir cups that they give out at football games, and the University of Mississippi decided to commemorate Ole Miss heroes by putting healthcare workers on the design. That's nice, right?
Yeah, I mean,
nice
with everything design. That's going on, the pandemic, sure. The people who are on the front line, yes, we need to recognize what a fantastic job they are doing. I dig this.
There's just one problem, though.
I was going to say, this is bad news, right?
This is bad news. There's just one problem. When they were going through and they were finding all of the images for the healthcare workers that they were going to put on the cup, you'd think maybe you'd go find some stock images or something, or maybe even have local healthcare workers submit photos.
Sure,
yeah, that'd probably be really cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Or alumni from Ole Miss.
whoever was in charge of pulling the images accidentally pulled an image of porn star Johnny Sins when he was doing a porn dressed up as
accidentally,
a doctor.
Huh?
Well, supposedly. And they put him on one of the cups. Old Johnny Sins is right there. Giddy up.
I mean, you don't know if he's, maybe he is a doctor.
No, he's not.
I mean,
he's not.
He knows a lot about anatomy.
He will take your temperature, but that's not a thermometer. So some good news today as well. And this is kind of cool. So Jelly Belly, you guys know Jelly Belly the candy, right? Mm-hmm. The founder is going to give away his candy factory with a golden ticket treasure hunt, just like Willy Wonka.
Okay. I mean, is he really giving it away?
No, he's not. There's like a whole thing. You have to kind of go through loops.
I don't know how to make candy. Like, what am I going to do here?
What can I
turn this into a textile shop?
I think you have to go through and do a whole 50-state scavenger hunt and buy in. And then we might win more.
They're looking for a golden ticket in the form of a necklace with a tag that includes a code. You need to verify that you found it. Winner's going to receive $5,000. One person will win the grand prize. We're going to have the ultimate treasure hunt where the winner will be receiving a key to one of our candy factories. He no longer owns Jelly Belly, so I don't really know exactly. This seems kind of weird.
Is this just a plot to murder children?
He's bony.
That's what Willy Wonka's
about.
That's
what Willy Wonka did.
Yeah.
You remember when that fat kid drowned in the chocolate?
Oh, true. Yeah. He was a murderer.
Yeah, and then the Veruca Salt down the old goose.
She was a little
egg. She kind of deserved it. And then that poor little kid Mikey got shrunk.
Oh, yeah. He was just annoying.
He was just annoying and curious.
And then
he
tried to. I mean, if you would have murdered Grandpa Joe with the fan, I would have been okay with that.
Dude, what a lazy piece of crap. Just all of a sudden, here's a piece of candy. I'm out of bed that I've been in for 15 years.
You've been pretending to be paralyzed for a decade and a half, and I give you a golden ticket to a candy factory, and all of a sudden you can dance, you son of a bitch.
Tap dance.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
So Twitter is over it. They are now going to start labeling or removing tweets that try to undermine the election. I mean, that's cool. Is it a little late for this? Is that just me that you're kind of like, I feel like Twitter is the land beyond repair.
Yeah.
And Facebook is the land beyond repair.
Yeah.
Everything else isn't too political. Like when I go on Instagram, I generally don't see that much stuff except for a couple of annoying people.
I've already muted and hid those people or blocked them. when you're really egregious, it's like, I'm not even going to feign trying to I still like you. Like you're just blocked. You're just a dummy. So, yeah, I'm with you. I feel like Twitter is where a lot of the started, the bots, the, everything, the just the hate, the outrage, everything that Twitter is just a cesspool of negativity. And
it's an echo chamber. But I do not like the censorship of somebody being able to speak their mind on something.
No, they should be able to say whatever they want.
Is that just like the common person who's just got an opinion about something? Or are these like the robots who need to go from Twitter anyway?
The bots are one thing, but then there's also like political figures, right? Yeah. I mean, like people that are actually elected officials.
Right.
And if they're saying things that aren't true, then I think Twitter does have a responsibility to fact check, because you see that all the time. Biden did an interview with CNN the other day, and he said some stuff that wasn't factually accurate, and they called him out on it. And
we see
that he did the interview with Cardi B, and he had some infactual statements about WAP.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Did he really?
No.
He
did do an interview with her, though.
Yeah. He did. And I would have loved for them just to have been like, sir, what does WAP mean? We are presidents.
Knocked out of the park with that. So anyway, Twitter is trying to do something about it. I think it's way past the point of repair, but
okay.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Home Depot is going to offer 2 months of Black Friday deals, which kind of makes it not special and not a Black Friday deal, right?
I mean, is anybody even going to go out shopping the same way that they did last year, though?
I mean, plenty of people are going to go to a Home Depot.
You think you're going to line up? Because remember whenever, like, Ross reopened or, like, Kohl's reopened right straight out of the pandemic, there was a line wrapped around for that because you can only have so many people in a store. Like, capacity is at, like, 20%.
Depends on what state you live in the U.S.
Just a quick check here. Who in the bloody hell would wait for 3 hours to get into a Ross Dress for Less?
I don't know.
Some people, man. Hey, if you need socks, that's the place.
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, or a belt.
I kind of do need a new belt.
Ross Dress for Less. Prepare to wait for 3 hours. Well, get a tip.
Black Friday. Yeah. Get it for probably
$1. Bring yourself a tent.
No, what I'm doing after the show today. And finally, if you want to impress that special lady in your life, how about a rare 102-carat white diamond?
How much is this
It is
worth?
A flawless white oval diamond. It's in Hong Kong right now. It's set to go up for auction next month. And they expect it to fetch $30 million.
Wow. Woo.
$30 million. The October 5th sale will be just the eighth time that a D-color flawless white diamond larger than 100 carats has been sold at such an event. $30 million. Like, there's no way I guess if you're wearing jewelry that's worth $2 million, you're probably also not all that comfortable walking around. But $30 million?
Yeah, do you wear that ever?
That is,
yes, you do.
You do. I mean, you have to, right? But, I mean, that's like a Malibu mansion on your finger.
Like,
it's insane.
A decked out one. I mean, the
yeah, like a crazy, like the most
the high
awesome
end
house
there, according to Million Dollar Listing Los Angeles. It used to be $20 million. Now you can get away with like $17 million for one of those premier pads down there in Malibu. But how stupid are we as a species?
Very.
Pretty stupid.
They were like, yes, we know exactly. Shiny rock worth a lot.
Shiny rock, shiny pretty. Rock. Shiny rock is pretty. I'll give you money. All the money.
I'm retaining it on my finger right now.
She's holding out her hand right now.
And then we see fire, then we run away.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, everyone. So my girlfriend has a friend named Karen, and she made quite the announcement in the group chat the other day. She's dropping her name, and she's asking people just to call her Kay. I don't really like it, but then again, I don't know if I'd stick with Karen.
Message deleted.
Look, the whole Karen thing, it's not about the name Karen being bad. It's about the attitude. We talked about this before. It's like the name Dick. You know, it's like not everyone that's named Dick is a dick. It's just some of them.
Yeah, Karen isn't a, it's a lifestyle. It's a mentality.
That's right.
Just because your name is Karen or Darren or Dick doesn't mean that you can you can rise above it.
But what would you do if your name was Karen in the era
I'd embrace
of
it. I would lean into it. Mm-hmm. I would lean into that.
I mean, I feel like
I would get
all
the
of us are
I
just
would,
like a half step away from being a Karen
I would get
anyways.
The haircut. I would, but instead of complaining to the manager, I would compliment the manager.
You'd ask for the manager, and they come over terrified, and then you go, "You're doing a wonderful job."
The server
and
I had tonight, that. The absolute
I bet you went
best.
To college.
This Dross Dress for Less is the best run, whatever, I don't know, not a thrift store, retail store that I have ever set foot in.
Hair flip, bang flip.
And then walk out. Thank you guys so much. And then, you know, break expectations, break the mold. A name does not define you. This has been my TED Talk. Thank you for coming.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When we were younger, my brother and I, Six Flags, my parents took us there, and we were going through one of those little tubes, you know, where the parents can sit around the outside and you can crawl through it. And my brother didn't come out, and I came out. What had happened was this lady had actually picked up my brother to shut down the park as she's trying to walk out the gate. Anyways, thank God, he wasn't kidnapped.
Message deleted.
Wait, she like was trying to kidnap your brother, or she was just mistaken and like grabbed the wrong kid? I mean,
shut
not the
park down.
Yeah, man.
Whoa. Maybe he was just tired of your family and wanted a new one. Yeah, you ruined it.
This one sucks.
I'm finding a new family, a cooler family.
You ever threatened to do that?
I'm leaving.
I'm out of here.
You're like pack up like your Barbie dolls. What? Well,
yeah,
know,
I'd like to take like
Joe's or whatever.
An empty pillowcase and put some marshmallows and a pocket car in there.
Maybe a loaf of bread.
Yeah, this will work.
No,
great.
I never was smart enough to think of food. You thought of food?
Of course,
yeah,
you
it's not shocking. Actually, yeah.
What are you talking about?
A bunch of change I stole from my mom, like $1.25, just in case.
Mahoney runs away into the woods and he has Instacart show up.
Please leave a message after the tone.
When was the last time any of you heard a new artist that actually plays guitar? I feel like guitars are dying, guys. Like, you just don't hear solos anymore.
Message deleted.
I mean, that's plenty. You're just not searching it out.
Yeah. Kenny Hoopla, he was a new artist not too long ago that we started playing on the station here, and he plays guitar.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of people that play guitars. But if you're talking about the old school guitar solo.
Like the Slash solo from GNR.
That's gone away. But, I mean, that's nothing new.
Yeah,
that's
just like disco went away and grunge kind of died. And, you know.
Just changes.
Music,
it evolves.
If we've learned anything. It's on like a 5 to 8 year cycle, like where music is just constantly evolving into something new.
Kind of. Like, then it all just circles back. It's like fashion. Like there's only like 5 good ideas, and it just all circles back around. Do you remember how taboo all of the dumb 80s look was in the 90s? You're like, there's never any way I'd wear like neon again. Now here we are. Every TikToker's wearing neon, and it's back. Audrey's giving it look like, don't you talk about my style.
I wore a neon shirt literally yesterday.
And it looks great on you. That's the thing. It's like
I like my clothes to be as bright as I am.
You walk into the... Oh, my God. He said that, but he's not kidding. Like, he's wearing the fluorescent blue Tommy Bahama
shirts are back, too.
Are they?
Well, I mean, like, the floral prints are, I would say. Specifically
back.
Tommy Bahama.
They're back.
But they are back. I mean, not...
I'm on your side, Mahoney.
I feel like you're trying to push this boulder up a hill, but...
I'll help you.
I'm trying to get an endorsement. Where you at, Tommy Bahama?
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So this is strange because I don't think there's supposed to be random tigers walking around in Knoxville, Tennessee, but a BOLO alert went out and they say that they spotted a tiger walking around in Knoxville. And the sheriff's office said the deputy actually spotted a tiger in an industrial park as well. So there's been multiple sightings, including one by a deputy. Mm. As of Thursday, there have been no other sightings of the tiger. And so they're like, well, where the hell did this tiger come from? So they called the zoo. All tigers accounted for. And then there's also a place called Tiger Haven, which is a nonprofit that provides sanctuaries for big cats in the county where Knoxville is. And they said, no, all
was
of our tigers
bitch
are here as well.
Carol Baskins?
Carol Baskins, you bitch! Yeah, so
what was it?
They have no idea.
Is
like
this
how
a
that,
Dancing with the Stars viral marketing campaign that we're following?
Oh, yeah, this is smart. Just release a whole bunch of tigers into towns. Everyone's talking about it.
Nashville to Knoxville is about, 180 miles or so. So, in the Nashville.
Did you just know that off the top of your head?
No, I got Google.
Oh, okay.
I've got really,
really good geography skills.
Really, really good. But the Nashville Predator. So are we sure that big cats aren't native to Tennessee?
Yep, pretty sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's more tigers in Texas than there are in the rest of the world combined.
Well, that's because captivity, though. That's just because a bunch of like rich oil dudes.
Did you call it captivity?
Captivity, yeah.
Oh, is that
which
what?
Is a pretty good name for a cat sanctuary. This is captivity.
Mahoney didn't like it.
Yeah.
The dad joke. Guy did not like your
that
dad
was a
joke.
Great
who's
dad
actually
joke.
A dad joke?
He gets so mad at me when I out dad joke him. So TikTokers have been doing a lot of stupid things on TikTok, which I mean, there's also plenty of good stuff that happens there as well, right? But the challenges. Anytime there's any sort of challenge, it's a bad thing. And also, some beauty tips don't go so great like this one. Dental experts have been warning against an extremely harmful new TikTok beauty trend, which is users putting bleach on their teeth.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Yep. So they will sometimes use hydrogen peroxide or a mix thereof when you go to the dentist and things like that in a regulated environment. Using bleach is not a good idea ever.
I also saw on TikTok there's a trend going around where people are filing their teeth to make them like look like veneers, and dentists are freaking out about that as well. What? Like, just leave your teeth alone. Stop filing down your teeth. It's going to hurt so bad, first of all.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine?
No, people are stupid. But they just see something, and they're like, oh, well, let me try that.
That is, Instagram is the new beauty magazine, and we need to address that, like, as a society, that these are things that are unrealistic. Like, you don't have to have teeth that are whiter than whiteout, which I don't know if white is whiteout a is that an outdated reference? Do people still use whiteout on anything anymore?
Liquid paper.
Yeah, the liquid kind.
Is whiteout racist now?
Did we just cancel whiteout?
I think we cancel whiteout.
All right.
I'll say this.
Out of all the office supplies, worst to huff.
The worst
Jesus,
to huff?
What?
Have you been through a desk drawer and just tried huffing everything?
I mean, have you ever smelled? Whiteout smells gross. Like, all the other stuff smells pretty good.
I mean, if we're talking about the hierarchy of huffing, let's just
gasoline.
Go ahead. No. Rubber cement. Rubber cement is pretty.
Sharpies.
Sharpies are like
Let's
the big sharpies.
Let's stick a
sharpie
straight up my nose hole.
I like the rubber cement on the skin and then peeling it off. Why are we so weird?
So stupid.
You're
all right.
The one who brought it up.
I'm sorry.
Pope Francis gets it, doesn't he? He's 71 years old, and out of all the popes that we've had, at least in our lifetime, he's pretty cool.
I mean, made the joke about scotch being holy water.
Yeah.
Real holy water.
But now he's talking about how sex and eating are pleasures that come directly from God. He said they are simply divine pleasures, eating and sex, according to a book that has just been released about conversations had with the Pope. And the fact that a Pope's coming out, he's just like, you know what? Everyone should just eat some really good food and get laid. I think that he is high level figuring out how to deliver world peace. Like, if everyone just chills and has a good steak and some good sex, you'll be fine.
If you don't
You're not
like
that
food,
angry after that.
If you don't like food and or adult relations, like, I mean, what is left? What is left? Because that's it.
That's it.
That's like the two things that drive everything in my life.
Yeah.
And huffing white out, apparently.
Well, that too.
Yeah.
Yo!
Fast food freakouts.
If I wasn't in this car, man, I'd come in there and kick your ass.
Ma'am, we're going to have to ask you to leave.
So fast food freakouts are all real freakouts that happen in fast food restaurants around the United States of America. Sometimes we'll have a Canadian one in there. And Ian, I believe that all of these today are U.S.-based, though, right?
Yes.
Okay.
No spoilers, but yeah.
Yep. All right. So you guys trying to figure out which fast food restaurant these happen in. And there's some little clues that are in the audio. Sometimes you can hear little things in the background. Even sometimes the echo of the actual room where the freakout happens. So good luck to both of you. The game works like this. I'll give you the setup. I'll play you the audio. And then there's a multiple choice. You can ring in at any point by saying your name.
So emotions run high at fast food restaurants. Mm-hmm. You know, you forget somebody's ketchup, their fries, God forbid a straw.
Sweet and sour sauce.
Oh, sweet and sour sauce for the nugs.
I'm trying to trigger you right now, Mahoney. So you go...
But
you go down.
Do you think we've always had the freakouts, or are there just more freakouts happening, or the same amount of freakouts that have always happened are still happening? We're just documenting them more often.
Yeah, just everyone's got a camera, right?
Yeah.
And so anytime that there's a freakout, a fight, whatever it may be, it's going to be all over the internet. World Star was way before its time.
Oh, yes. World Star.
Way before its time, wasn't it?
I forgot about World Star.
I don't think people
Star.
Yell out World Star
they don't.
Anymore.
They
should.
Because yelling out World Star was a tribute to a website that people used to go to. Do you remember websites? There are these things on the internet, places that you would go to see things. Now it's all just
Facebook.
On social media.
Yeah. Applications.
So, freakout number one. This is a woman threatening to get her husband so he can beat up the entire staff.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm gonna
give it, please.
Watch me. Go!
No, it's not going to do anything.
I'm bringing my husband in here. I'm charging Manson's daughter. I'll take you out.
Oh, that was tricky.
That is real tricky.
There was a tray that she knocked down, is what it sounds like.
Okay. All right. So talking it through here, was that A, Taco Bell, B, a McDonald's, or C, a Popeye's?
Audrey.
Oh, Mahoney. I think you got in first, Mahoney.
I really think emotions are running high at a Popeye's.
Nope.
You, sir, are incorrect.
Oh!
It's
incorrect.
McDonald's.
Audrey, you, sir, are also incorrect.
No!
That was a Taco Bell, believe it or not.
Oh, yeah. Taco Bell?
Yeah, they have trays at Taco Bell.
No, I know, but still.
Yeah. All right, so no points for the first one.
You sit down
in
one of those retro ones with the sweet like magenta and teal.
Oh, yeah, and the purple.
And just the random squiggly lines. Yes.
I like that Taco Bell has had the same crappy decor for so long. It's cool again.
It's master plan.
Yeah. On to number two. A man is upset that an employee gave his boyfriend their phone number. All right, so a man is upset because an employee gave his boyfriend their phone number.
My boyfriend was here earlier. He said that you wrote your phone number or his receipt, and I'm just here to check you and say, like, control your hormones or whatever's going on. I know he fine. His name Antoine. You want to her?
You want some chicken?
Oh, my God. All of y'all coming?
Yeah. Welcome to our store. You ain't about to come in and checkmate nothing about
me. Oh, my God. I thought I was in the suburbs.
That can't be real. Is that real?
It's so real. Yes.
Oh, I love that she came to the fence of her dude when this dude's trying to call.
The entire staff came up to that counter and really just kind of strong-armed the guy. Yeah. They were ready to go.
We're in the suburbs, he said.
I've seen the video, too, and the manager, her eyeballs just straight up. She's just like elevator-izing him. Like, is this about to go down here right now?
She said you're not going to come in here and checkmate us.
And if you thought this was the suburbs, like, what are you doing coming in here causing the scene?
That's right.
He was slightly polite. Just give it a little sass.
You don't show because somebody gave your boyfriend was there alone and somebody gave him his number. You have to show up to that place.
Oh, true.
You were an insecure, tiny.
All right, here we go. On to the multiple choice. Sorry. Or Audrey, you can just guess right now.
I forget, though.
Okay, was it A, a Popeyes, B, a KFC, or C, a Raising
Audrey.
Cane's? Okay, Audrey.
It was a Popeyes.
It was not, sir.
Oh, dang. I forget.
I don't think, I think the Raising Cane's staff is going to be way too nice. So I'm going to have to go, that is KFC.
Yeah.
KFC, they will shank you with a chicken leg. They will file down a drumstick.
Do not go into a KFC to cause problems. They will beat your ass.
Popeyes also.
Yeah. All right, on to number three. Final one. A woman is upset at the way she was handed change.
Now tell me to calm down. Now tell me to be quiet. Somebody better get my money before I start asking. Sorry about your kids and everything, but who do you think you're talking to? We both gonna go to jail today. I'm not going nowhere. Nowhere at all.
I'm not doing it. Hand the lady your money.
Little guy in the background. Hey, don't let anybody. All right, was that A, a Tim Hortons, B, a Dunkin' Donuts, or C, a McDonald's?
Audrey.
Audrey first.
It was a McDonald's.
No, sir.
Zero chance that was a Tim Hortons. That is a Dunkin'.
Yes.
Redemption.
Collusion.
Did you say dunk it on these fools?
Yes, I did. Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Y'all, Dr. Phil is mad. He's mad because people on TikTok keep calling him daddy, and he's had enough. He wants people to stop calling him daddy, which means everyone now thinks it's hilarious to call Dr. Phil daddy.
I feel like he's just as a weird. He knows what's up, and he likes it. That's why he's asking people not to do it anymore, because he's a creepy-ass creeper and wants, the young demographic of TikTok to continue to call him daddy.
He said, I hate to break it to you, but I ain't your daddy, and your real daddy is probably getting his feelings hurt.
You have to stop commenting daddy on all of my posts. I ain't your daddy. I hate to break it to you, but I ain't your daddy. And your real daddy's probably getting his feelings hurt. I appreciate the support. It's a little weird, but I do appreciate the support.
Why is there somebody playing the harp in the background?
Give me the heebie-jeebies.
He's a creep.
Was that a dulcimer? Like, what is happening back there?
Daddy, what's going on?
A dulcimer? You need a little hammer.
I've never heard that word in my life.
Man, it's a musical instrument.
I do like the idea of a harp. I feel like a harp, like the little hand harp mm-hmm, that they would play in like Roman times.
Do people still play the harp? Like, is there like kids in school that learn how to play harp still?
Yeah, there's. I think the biggest harp player right now is like Joanna Newsom. She's Mahoney knows Andy Samberg's wife.
Wait, you know the biggest harp player right now?
At least in pop culture. I don't know. Maybe there's some virtuoso.
Samberg's wife is the biggest.
She's a really good harp player.
Yeah. Is it a harpist? A harpoonist?
A harpy.
That's why nobody wants to play harp anymore. when somebody starts playing it, do you got the harp?
Harp. Yeah. About to get harped.
H-A-A-R-P. So, only when you're over 55? No, actually, everybody could join now.
Hey, oh, really?
I believe so, yeah.
Well, that takes all the steam out of it, man. Like, what the heck?
It was our old person club. Now it's gone, man.
It's not cool. So a goat jumped inside of a sheriff's deputy's vehicle and started eating the paperwork. This is in Douglas County, Georgia. They obviously found some humor in it, but the deputy was walking around like delivering papers and, you know, like how cops do sometimes to different people. And then you see her walk up and it's body cam footage to the front door of a home, from the front door of a home to her vehicle. And when she opens the door, she spotted a goat in the front seat of the car eating a bunch of civil papers.
Good,
that she
was, goat.
good for you, goat. Mm-hmm. You just saved somebody one extra day of bad news.
Mm-hmm.
That goat is the real hero. I was just curious, so I Googled what won't goats eat, because I feel like...
What won't goats eat?
Yes.
Okay.
Which also, I feel like we should own that domain.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Go there.
But what they won't eat?
According to the Google, animals.mom.com, under the farm animal section, Moulin, otherwise known as nightshade. Even if goats are starving, goats will not eat nightshade because it's a poisonous plant that grows up to 5 feet. They know better.
Nightshade, which is also like a potato and like an eggplant. Nightshades are a qualification of a specific type of vegetable.
I'm learning so much on the show.
Moulin did suck.
Moulein. Is that Moulin?
Moulin.
Moulin.
Why can we not read?
We're so stupid. We're just the dumbest.
Dear
why
America,
are you listening to this show? This is so stupid.
Invest in education. Otherwise,
God, we're like, what don't goats eat? Meal-a-moon-a-moon-a-moon.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
That's a real question. What won't goats eat?
It's a good question. We just still don't know the answer.
Is that even a proper sentence? What won't goats eat?
What do goats think tastes like butt?
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
What is the nerdiest thing that you do? And you don't care if anyone knows about it. Like, I think you reach a certain point in life where, even just in society, where being called a nerd isn't necessarily
a
bad thing.
Now, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, I feel so like we, you know, when we were growing up in the, 80s, when we were young, being a nerd, you didn't want to be an outcast. But now it's like, nerds run the world,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, nerds have all of the money. They have all of the powers. I mean, they're billionaires. And so, like, Mark Zuckerberg is the biggest nerd of them all. And look at how much money that guy has.
I mean, Bezos was arguably more nerdy.
Nerd. Richest guy in the world.
No, because Zuckerberg's the worst person on the planet. But Zuckerberg created Facebook to get laid. So that I would say, in the scheme of things, trying to get laid. Whereas Jeff Bezos was like,
I want to sell books.
Yeah, books. People are going to love them online. Books. Cool. Now he owns us all.
Yes, he does. What is the nerdiest thing that you do?
Not necessarily me, but my wife. So she works out. That's cool. She does her thing and in the morning, but there's Harry Potter on TV.
Wait, she works out to Harry Potter?
Yeah, dude.
Like every day?
I think it's just there because it's background. I think that's kind of how that works.
But she's
know.
Making a conscious decision every morning to put on Harry Potter. That's interesting.
Does she like make the Harry Potter, like, does she like cast spells while she's lifting weights? Like weight lifted us.
No, dude, she's running away from Voldemort.
No. It's really cool. It's enlightening, I suppose. But yeah, that's it. That's
hey, man. Just be happy she's working out.
Yeah. Yeah, right?
And not making you.
Right? No, I'm sitting here on my ass.
Thanks for the call, bro.
All right, man. Later.
Robin on Facebook at Dave Mahoney said, I like to visit universities that I don't attend to talk to professors and crash their library.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
I mean, going to old school universities, there's something like special about that. Like anytime you visit, you know, you see all the old buildings and the history that's there. I like the architecture of universities. You don't see stuff that's built like that anymore.
No, brick and mortar, like even the brick. Sometimes they have. Actually, we were talking about the Ohio State University yesterday. Everything, even the dumb, oh God, what's the word? I did not go to university, apparently. Roads. The roads are made out of
that's
sand.
The word you were having, you were struggling with?
The. Jessica said, I haven't been
outside in a while, okay?
Jessica said, I've been obsessed with silent film since I was 4 years old. I am 39 now. Scott said, 47, I play Call of Duty and Fortnite. I also collect Funkos and Hot Wheels. And yes, I am married 18 years now.
So hell yeah, man. It's like, there's a special moment when you find the person who can put up with whatever your dumb hobby is, whether it's nerdy, whether it's whatever it is. If your significant other early on can embrace your hobby, that's how you know that they're a keeper. For us, I would say, Dave, you know, what was it, like 12 years ago when we were just hardcore in the UFC MMA scene? And yeah. Like, we would, that, like, our careers and, like, you know, our free time revolved around that a whole lot. And the fact, like, when I met my wife, who was my girlfriend at the time, and I was like, we were watching MMA literally, like, every other day, and she put up with it. I was like, that's how I know.
I'm going to marry you.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Little did I know she just wanted to look at George St. Pierre's abs.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The nerdiest thing that you do, what is it? My girlfriend and I watch Jeopardy every single day. We also, Audrey is pumping her fist in the air.
Yes.
You're a huge Jeopardy fan.
Love it.
My girlfriend and I watch Jeopardy every single day. We also have a Jeopardy calendar that has a question for every day of the year. We also plan to go to a live show one day. We're in our mid-20s, even though I know it sounds like we're in our 60s.
No, I love that. And also, please do not ever tell us about something so cool and not give us a link to the calendar with the question of the day.
Right?
Where
can you buy that? I feel like that would be a great gift for Audrey.
Anybody,
but especially you. This one also texted over to us. You can text us or call us at 833-YO-DUMMY. I watch those cheesy Hallmark Christmas movies with the terrible acting and the same plot, and I watch them all year. I love them.
I don't know. Is it, do they intentionally make the acting bad, or is it just bad by, you know, the
how can they all be that bad? And is there somebody at the Hallmark Channel where they watch those movies and they go, this acting is too good, this won't fly?
Or is it one of those things like where we think acting is just easy when you, like, it's like watching golf. We're like, oh, I can do that. That's super easy. Mm-hmm. Whereas, you know, when you try to act, like anytime I've ever tried to act in anything, I look like a overweight robot.
An overweight robot?
Why is that overweight robot so sad, Mommy?
He's had a hard life.
This one, I listen to this stupid radio show and then watch it on YouTube when I get home.
Also available on Twitch. That's and right. Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Twitch.tv/David Mahoney.
That's the happy robot.
I found that, you know, I mean, I don't. My wife thinks that it's ridiculous that I'm watching other people play video games on Twitch.
Yeah, I mean, so for the longest time when it was like Justin TV before it became Twitch, yeah, and bought by Amazon and everything else, the idea of watching somebody else play video games was horrific to people. Everyone's like, what are you doing? What a waste of time. And now there's dudes that are making
millions,
tens of millions of dollars, yeah, every single year by having people just watch them play video games.
Ninja and Dr. Disrespect. I mean, like,
it's an enormous
industry.
They
make more than like the several Hollywood actors, and they're represented by the same super powerful agents.
Yep.
You know, it's
like,
it's,
you want to do a deal with Ninja, you have to call like the same guy that you'd call to
do the with a rock, like CAA.
Yeah, exactly.
Or WME, whoever.
Did you see that
with
Ninja pick Twitch?
I did.
Ninja's going back to Twitch.
He's going back. He made like a boatload of money to go over to Mixer.
That's stupid Microsoft platform.
For like 6 months. Yeah. And then it was like, well, guess I'm going to just take that money and go back to where I came from.
Kyle said, I always wear something comic book hero related. Hat, socks, shirt, underwear. I'm always embracing my inner superhero nerd each day.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
Would you find it to be sexy or silly if you were to come home and your husband was rocking superhero underoos?
Underoos?
Yeah, like the briefs.
Like some tidy whities or something?
Well, but there's like they're superhero themed.
Yeah, it's got like a
Wolverine on his ass.
I was gonna say a Superman emblem on his crotch.
On his
wiener,
yeah.
You'd be down for that? Is there a particular superhero that would make it sexy? Would it be Batman, perhaps?
I feel like Catwoman would be a little weird, I think. Like, all black latex on my husband might be a little interesting.
I mean, I'd hit it.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I still prefer the Wolverine on that ass.
The Wolverine on the ass?
Yeah.
Because it would just be like a slash,
the claws,
right?
Yeah, yeah.
You know? There's just like half butt cheeks like hanging
watch
out.
Watch that fingernail. It's delicate. What is the nerdiest thing that you do? Why do I feel like Mahoney just revealed that he's wearing Wolverine underwear?
Yeah, I feel like
I'm not
too.
Wearing any underwear.
Are you Googling it right now? Are you not wearing any underwear?
It's Free Ball Friday, guys.
Oh. Okay.
Oh. We're going to bring that back.
Love an alliteration.
That was never a thing.
We started that like 12 years ago.
Stop it.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So what is the nerdiest thing that you do? You can call or you can text us at 833-YO-DUMMY. Isaiah is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Isaiah? How you doing, man?
Hey, good, sir. How are you?
Excellent. So, nerdiest thing you do is what?
I read pointless books.
When you say pointless books, what do you mean?
I mean books that have really a great storyline, but at the end of the day, it didn't really matter.
Okay. So, I mean, are you a specific genre type of guy? Do you like the government thrillers? Do you like the romance novels, perhaps?
Do you like Diane Steele?
Yeah. Oh.
You know, I'm not typically into Diane Steele, but I'm open to reading her. No, I'm into...
You're into...
I'm into the Jeff Smith books. One of my favorite of all time is the Bone series. I don't know if you guys are familiar with that.
Is that the Bone Collector?
No, it's actually, like I said, a pointless novel, a pointless collection of novels that are just really good storylines.
I mean, could you find a more boring author name other than Jeff Smith?
Yeah, the only other guy that comes to mind is like Dan Brown.
Yeah, right.
All right, Isaiah, thanks for the call today, man. Have a great weekend.
Yes. Hey, I just want to say one last thing. Don't forget our troops today on 9/11, 19 years ago. It hits home. I am a part of the U.S. Air Force, and I would like to just shout out all the troops out there right now.
That's awesome, man.
Appreciate your
service, and certainly in our thoughts today, man. Yep. It's a heavy day for a lot of people, for sure.
Absolutely.
Appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir.
Thanks so much.
Have a great time.
Thanks so much. Going to Twitter here at Dave Mahoney. Trish said, Pokemon Go, since the day it started over 4 years ago, haven't missed a day of playing. I'm 54.
Do you remember how busy parks were?
Parks.
It was insane. Like, you'd be random places.
I've never seen it like that.
There's this water jug fill place by my house. Have you seen those things where people go to like fill up the water?
Yeah.
And there's some Pokemon thing that's still there. But I remember when it first appeared there, I was like, are they giving away free money? Like, what is happening at this thing? And no, it's just because of Pokemon Go is there. But when my little nephew came into town, he's 7 years old. He still plays Pokemon Go. Like, that was his whole thing. Just walking around the house, walking around the neighborhood, and he asked if we could go to that point. And I said, no, I got stuff to do.
I played Eevee on my Switch, which is like one of the Pokemon Go characters, and I got so hyped whenever I beat it. That's probably the nerdiest thing that I've ever done. Like, well, not ever done, but recently I've done.
I mean, don't you like that? I played a video game once. It must be nice to be good looking.
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, guys. Huge fan of the show. I'm actually from Montana. And I was noticing how hard it is to find things for a Montana boy to do out here. So if any of you are from the mountains or know someone from the mountains, what the heck is something I can do out here?
Message deleted.
I feel if you're a mountain man and you like doing things like hiking, you just need to find like some social influencer chick, and she will be out hiking every single weekend, I promise you.
Yeah.
And she will show you all the good spots.
That's kind of the key. Like, I feel like in 2020, right now, the key to meeting like a super hot person of the opposite sex is just like get really good at like social media photography.
Yeah.
Like, and then just be willing to hike to places.
Yeah, hey, I just want to expand my profile. Do you want to do this photo shoot? It'll be free. Sure.
Oh,
why not?
No, don't do creepy like that. But like, if you were like, you know, like, hey,
that's kind of how it goes.
I'd love
is that
work
how
together.
It goes?
I mean, also, if you don't want to pay, like, no, I'm not going to pay you to take my picture.
If you are a general man, not even a mountain man, and you're new to the area, let me recommend happy hour at the local Applebee's.
Oh.
Timmy the bartender, heavy pour.
I mean, those $2 margaritas.
Oh, you go Marg.
Do they still do the endless apps?
They should. If they don't, terrible marketing.
Or was that TGI Fridays?
I can't remember.
I mean, these fine establishments. It's hard to keep track.
I'm drunk every time I'm in one of those places.
If you leave sober, you are an a-hole. What are you doing? What are you doing?
Were you even at an Applebee's?
Why were you at an Applebee's if you are not hammered, sloshed on the house margarita mix? Come on, man.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, please convince me that ghosts don't exist. You've talked about it before, but I need you to convince me.
Message deleted.
Okay, so I don't believe in ghosts. I just don't.
You believe in aliens?
I believe in aliens.
Okay.
100%. And I think if what you may consider ghosts may be aliens. You know, I feel like there may be.
You don't think there's spirits?
No, I don't believe in, like, when we're coming back, you're going to haunt me, or there's the spirit of
watch out.
Whatever
do you
is
think
in a house.
Do you think there's an afterlife?
I don't know. For me, probably not.
Oh, Mahoney's here.
No, I will be a worm buffet.
So they're like, turn off the lights.
Pretend
you'll
be a worm buffet.
Oh yeah, yeah. They're gonna eat good. I'm gonna be a worm Applebee's. They're gonna come in.
Hell yeah,
they're gonna drink hard. Have to rush home right after they're done eating that final walnut brownie.
That wasn't a brownie.
Why did it turn that way?
I don't know.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Mahoney, I understand what you say about the Keurig. But, you know, with that line of thinking, like, how do you trust drinking soda from a soda fountain from anywhere, whether it be a gas station, restaurant? I mean, you're really trusting somebody to thoroughly clean each of those soda nozzles, man? It's just as gross.
Message.
So yesterday we were talking about how I think that the Keurig is dirty on the inside because it never gets clean. Some of our listeners said rinse it with vinegar and water or some solution like that, which we have never done, which is one of the reasons why I don't like using Keurigs. But I've worked in a restaurant, and I do know for a fact, because it was my job for many years, to clean those nozzles and to clean the lines.
Okay, but how well did you clean those nozzles?
Huh?
How well did you clean those nozzles?
Put
them in soda water?
Yeah.
Call it a day? Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you did.
You put it in a dirty little...
Not clean.
It was supposed to be clear plastic thing, but it's all stained.
In a glass.
Oh, you put it in a glass.
Put it inside a glass. Yeah, you did.
And
a 32-ounce glass.
Just leave it sitting
glass.
There overnight, and then you come back, and you're like,
it's clean.
We done.
But, okay, so by your standards, then all we need to do is just like a little rinsey rinse, and then Keurig's going to be fine.
Well, maybe.
Yeah, just give it a little horse bath. Splash some water on it. It's
if
fine.
You guys do want to know the dirty secret of most restaurants, and this isn't like, you know, like pulling the cover back too much, the ice machine is the dirtiest thing in the building.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Like, never gets clean until the bartender breaks a glass in that thing. And then they're like, dang it, now I got to clean this whole thing out.
So
it's
true.
The only time it gets clean.
Stop stories! Here's what's making news.
So last night was a big night in sports. It was the return of the NFL. And as we talked about just a moment ago, the Chiefs put a whooping on the Texans. 34-20 was the final on that one. If you bet the over, you got there. 53.5 is where it was hanging. 54 points ended up on the board total.
It's so ridiculous how close those lines get.
How good they are at predicting them. It's unreal.
What'd you bet?
I bet that the Texans were going to keep it within 9.5 points. And so if they'd managed to score a touchdown there at the end, it still wouldn't have worked out for me. They had to have got that 2-point conversion that they missed earlier in the game. So unfortunately, I was pretty much dead in the water for the entire second half. It was not pretty. But even more of a bummer than me losing my bet is the Golden Knights lost last night in overtime, which always makes it worse.
We have twice the shots on goal. Like this is what's ridiculous. We have been out shooting all of the teams that we've been playing, like 2-1.
Yeah,
the
Dallas
goalies.
Stars were leading pretty much the entire time since the score went on the board. The Golden Knights would even it up. There was a crazy shot at the very end of regulation that almost got in for the Stars. And then thankfully, Panda out there blocking shots.
Yeah.
Still didn't work out. Got to overtime, but sadly lost. So down in the series right now, 2-1. And
a lot of hockey to be played.
Statue of Liberty, I don't know if you guys noticed, down at New York is wearing the big Raiders jersey now. So the Raiders officially kicking off their first season as the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday, taking on the Carolina Panthers. This is going to be a game not at Allegiant Stadium, but in North Carolina at the Panther Stadium. And that started out as a pick'em, but the money is coming in on the Raiders. People are believing in them. So they're 3 to 3.5 point favorites now.
I don't know how I feel about that. Like, I mean, I feel like we still should probably be rocking, like, I mean, yes, the Raiders are new to town, all of that, but still be rocking the Golden Knights jersey. Like, I feel like that's...
Because they're in the conference finals?
Yeah. Yeah. Also, can I make a petition right now? So, you know, if we're going to be dressing the Statue of Liberty up in whatever jersey or whatever it may be that's in town, when we have a UFC, a big UFC event, can we put an Affliction shirt on her?
Oh, yeah. Or just, like, spray paint some abs on her. Some, like, barbed wire tattoos.
Just bleed.
Yeah.
So, oh, God. Forgot about that.
That guy is the... I mean, will always go down in UFC history.
Circa is hosting out Dancing Dealers next week. Mahoney, giddy up.
Think I should audition for that?
Yeah, hell yeah. Yes, they're saying that Dancing Dealers earn hundreds of dollars a night, potentially, in tips. The company announced Thursday that the auditions are going to be happening on Wednesday to mark the third consecutive day of job tryouts at Circa following hiring events for their stadium swim pool amphitheater, which, by the way, looks
amazing.
Awesome.
Does it look sick? I haven't seen any pictures since it's like the early inception of...
The renderings of it, I mean, it's just this massive screen outside, and then there's this huge pool and this amphitheater and all these cabanas. So if you want to go there and watch a game, like, I mean, the weather these last couple of days has been so awesome here.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
And so, like, you start going, oh, yeah, I remember what it's like when it's not 120 degrees outside. And so being able to go out and just enjoy the great fall weather, maybe watch a football game or a hockey game.
It's
like,
going to be a heated pool. Very exciting.
Yeah, I love it.
How nice was it last night, though?
Gorgeous.
Oh, last night was perfect. Mahoney and I were sitting outside smoking a cigar, and I'm just like, it's not even hot. It's like a nice, cool breeze, you know? Just
I mean, like, it does wonderful. Get back up to into the low hundreds next week, but, like, I'll take it while we can get it. Though it is very, when we look outside today.
Now, what the hell's going on?
I don't know. Is that smoke or is that, like, fog overcast? My guess is that's smoke.
It's got to be smoke, right?
Yeah, because...
I mean, just looking at all the pictures that are happening in California, all across the state, it's got to be coming
Oregon's
our way.
Oregon's on fire, too.
Gosh.
My Google weather map is stupid. It says it's 64 and sunny. My ass, it's sunny out there.
Sunny where?
Where?
It ain't sunny.
But go home, Google.
93 is the high today here in Las Vegas, and then tomorrow the high is 98. So sub 100 on both days, and there's a big difference between 100 and 115.
Yeah,
about 15 degrees.
A lot less sweaty things.
Park MGM is coming back. So they're going to be reopening. They're saying in the next 30 to 45 days. So they've been closed since mid-March. And MGM Resorts has said it's coming back. So that's more jobs that are going to return. Park MGM, they've done a lot of work over there, man. If you haven't spent any time at Park MGM, the restaurants in there are awesome.
I was skeptical about it because I was never a big fan of the Monte Carlo. But since the facelift and the rebranding and the addition of all the restaurants, like you pointed out, and the revamping of the music venue, man, that place has really become one of my more favorite strip destinations.
I agree with that 100%.
And they got a lot of
Vets in there. It's like cool.
Italy. Yeah.
They got a lot of Willy Wonka machines too. So.
Oh man.
Yeah, they did over there.
Man, last time I went, it was right before everything started to shut down. We went out to dinner at Bavette's. And I lost so much money on that damn Willy Wonka machine.
Oh, no.
I'm like, man, the Park MGM can afford to reopen. I know how much money I lost that night.
The David Mahoney Morning Show presents The Internet is Awesome.
So these are some of our favorite audio moments from the show. And this, you know, over the last few days. This is from Cover Your Ears, where the cover song that Mahoney didn't get, shockingly, was The Replacements' Beer for Breakfast.
It was so out of my... I thought it was so unlike the original, I couldn't get it, Dave.
Well, let's have a listen.
Sounds just like it.
I get it now. But in the moment.
In the moment, it was too much for
me. Too much pressure.
Yeah. So this is Tipsy or Toddler, and there's a couple of kids that were just extraordinarily cute in Tipsy or Toddler. And this is one of them where a toddler is talking about having seven kids.
I had four boys. But I actually have five boys. I had them both mom and I had two girls.
seven kids
though. Oh, I love that little accent too.
That little southern, yeah. Little.
Seven kids though.
I love it.
Five going on 45. Yeah, right. I love little kids like that.
We also had a very inspirational kid, and this was a kid that was talking to their parents. Because I guess her parents were fighting?
Yep, her parents were arguing, and she just wanted to kind of quell the situation.
Just bring it on down and just try your best to get along. I mean, man, this kid fired me up.
Try not to be that high up to be friends. I want everything to be low, okay? Just try your best.
It just rips my heart out of my chest.
Who was recording that? Like,
just her mom. Try your best.
Yes, the mother was recording.
But like, okay, you're fighting so much that you're recording your child.
Well, they're
like
separated.
Yeah, go talk to someone.
Yeah, they were like in the middle of like a divorce.
But still.
Yeah, they were separating, and yeah, so they were probably arguing outside, and it was touching her, incredibly sad.
Yeah, yeah, I know. The kids like coaching her mom through a divorce.
Divorce mediator.
Oh my gosh, I just got chills.
All right, something much lighter. Here's a dude playing an instrument, yes. Only his instrument is a watermelon. And what was the other one? Was it a mango?
Kiwi.
Kiwi hooked it up to a MIDI keyboard. And
he hooked it up to a keyboard.
MIDI controller, yeah.
And he is jamming out.
It's a banger.
Just all sorts of funky.
I mean,
and he's just banging on a watermelon. And that's the kiwi right there.
I'm out of breath.
I mean, that slaps.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
He's literally slapping a watermelon and a kiwi to make these sounds.
Pants and boots.
Just funky.
It's so crazy to think that, like, when you're listening to it, you forget that that's on kiwis and watermelon.
Yeah, it's pretty unbelievable, man. And Redhead, yeah, said those beats fire. And, oh, Ned's impressed by your beatboxing over there.
I mean, I was kind of shocked.
She was getting after it.
And last but not least, and the internet is awesome, we did Bleep BS, and Judge Judy was talking about how she has never turned something on before. Turns out it was a computer, but, you know, Ian with his wizardry came up with this.
I've never turned on a never. You've never turned on a right? And you told me Oprah's never turned on a so you see, there are people who manage to
Judge Judy.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand.
So the cops get called out, and there is a bit of a panic, and that's how we start today's Redneck Report. A Florida sheriff's deputy responded to a home on the report of an alligator in a storage shed, which is really not that uncommon of a thing if you think about it in Florida, right?
I mean they show up all the time, like in people's pools in their backyard, at their front door. We've seen several alligators caught on Ring over the years.
So we have a story today about a surprise king cobra, right? So there was a king cobra that showed up at a local gym, and if you were to be surprised by something, would you rather be surprised by a king cobra or an alligator?
Nobody wants a surprise snake, I don't think.
I don't know. An alligator, I feel like death by a cobra wouldn't be nearly as painful as death by an alligator.
I feel like you'd just drown if you got taken by an alligator, because that's how they'll kill
you. But they're
going
to bite you while they're doing it.
They'll do that spin thing that they do that hurts.
The roll of death. Yeah,
whereas I feel
terrible.
Like I have about a 50-50 shot against a king cobra.
No, you don't.
I am a mongoose.
You also said that you could beat up a mountain lion by using your jujitsu that you don't know.
I know rear naked choke. Trust me, I've done a lot of choking in my day, Dave.
Jeez.
Of cougars?
Jeez.
And of himself.
I was going to say, on who?
But so anyway, this deputy comes out to this house.
Choke that cobra.
Dude, so that cobra that showed up at that gym in the Netherlands, which is where that was an 8-foot king cobra. Thank you. 8 feet long.
I didn't even know they could get that big because you only see them fairly small, right? Like the babies, I guess.
Cobras?
I feel those are the ones who've got the heads, right? Like the flat heads.
They flatten out their heads.
I don't ever see them eight feet long.
They're never in the United States, right? And Edge said there's no anti-venom for cobras in America. We don't have cobras here, right?
Rattlesnakes and
copperheads and everything else. Yeah. But there's
baby snakes.
The moccasins, the water moccasins.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh, I hate. Why do they walk on water?
But
I could,
they don't even have feet.
Yeah. I could run over a snake on a bike and it would probably be dead. Whereas I can't run over an alligator on a BMX and get away from that. You know, I try to bunny hop on it.
On your mongoose?
That's right.
On your mongoose.
There you go. There you go.
Yes. Well, good news for this lady. Wasn't actually an alligator in her shed at all. It was a pool floaty that she mistook for a...
Was it at least shaped like an alligator?
Not really. I mean,
it was kind of realistic looking. Like, it had the right color, but it was just really rounded.
Yeah.
So it was pretty. It's pretty obvious it was a floaty. Yeah.
What?
And how do you forget you have a realistic alligator floaty?
Right.
Also,
like, it's your shed, lady.
Yeah, it's your she shed.
She's just getting too drunk at the pool. She's just drinking too many of the claws.
Exactly. No, she had too many high noons and just like, oh my God, I'm an alligator. So a dude in the UK went on a 2-day crime spree and was caught after being recognized by police and leaving his DNA at the scene. His name is Stephen Pryor.
Richard's cousin.
Is that Richard? Okay. Mm-hmm. I thought so. He appeared in court last week after breaking into a house, stealing a car, and attempting to take two others earlier this year. The 43-year-old, his crime spree began on March 30th when he was caught on CCTV, unsuccessfully trying to break into a car. He was frustrated by his failed attempt. He broke into a nearby house before stealing the Ford Grand C-Max parked outside. The following day, he was caught again on camera stealing a set of car keys from an office at a garage. He went to find the vehicle, but luckily, there was no vehicle there. So a police officer recognized him. He's like, you already stole one car. What do you need to steal another car for?
I didn't know what a Ford Grand C-Max was.
Yeah.
It looks like a Fiesta.
Like, why why would you steal a Fiesta?
If you were going to steal a car, why would you? I mean, I'm sure it's reliable and I'm not trying
to. You steal like Eleanor from Gone in 60 Seconds, you know, something that's like a once in a lifetime experience.
Or at least maybe like a Camry, an Accord, something that you know that's got to have, be very reliable.
Wait, you would
resale value.
You'd steal a car based on how reliable it is? Well, like you're going to drive it for 150,000 miles? Okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
You steal it for the long haul or for the quick return. You always get money
back.
It
used to be the best-selling sedan in America, Dave.
But what is the best one now?
I think it's the it used to be the best-selling car in America. Now I believe it's the Toyota RAV4 is the best-selling car in America.
So this guy doesn't know what he's doing. Again, why would you steal multiple cars in back-to-back days? Stupid. Like, you've already stolen a car.
Like, what did you joyride the Ford C-Max too much?
Yeah, it's like once you've stolen a car, you have that part down. That guy, an idiot. This next guy... Respect. A man who was wanted by U.S. Marshals in custody now, but he led authorities, both local and federal authorities, on a jet ski chase in Miami on Monday morning. He said the man on the jet ski fled from authorities after being pulled over near the Haulover Sandbar at around 8 o'clock on Monday. They were working with the police as well as the U.S. Marshals Service to capture the man, and there's all these videos of this dude just ripping it up on a jet ski.
Did he have white sunglasses, like the white Oakleys or something? He had to have,
mullet
right?
blowing in the wind. Yeah, Standard playing on the
shotgun and a beer.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
It is time for an all-new blooper reel. These are some of our not-so-fine moments over the last week or so, and there's some radio shows out there that act like they're great and they never make any mistakes. And for us, that's not even an option. You're just like, let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room by bringing ourselves back down to earth and appreciating that we screw up way, way more than we even think that we do. I mean, Mahoney, how many times would you say that you blooped this week?
Zero.
It's all intentional.
This is just another way to create amazing content, Even when you guys mess up, I'm just finding a way to repurpose it. It's working smarter, not harder.
Copper in the chat said Audrey's least favorite time of the week. It's true. Audrey hates this much.
Like, actually hate it. Yeah.
So cringy.
Not pretend hate.
This is a real moment of hatred for Audrey, but Mahoney and I just relish in it at this point in our careers. Just whatever. It's an all-new blooper reel on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
It's the blooper reel.
Its butt was too big to squeeze through.
Oh, boy.
This is shameful.
Yeah, that big old badonkagunk. Will you see if there's any porn stars named Harry Harvey?
I'm on Harry Harvey. What is it?
I'm on Harry Harvey. What is it?
There's another party staying in the house.
Oh, God.
And
how do you mess up something like that at Airbnb? How do you mess up something like that at Airbnb?
I wasn't a big, huge Mulan fan to begin with.
Mulan fan.
I wasn't a big, huge Mulan fan.
The last stop on our Labor Day trip was Downtown Disney to get a little taste of the Disney magic.
You crashed into my car and you drunk. One, you were putting other people's lives at risk. You don't care. People's lives at at risk.
Yeah, that big old badonk gone.
How do you mess up something like that at Airbnb?
HarveyHarry.com. What is it?
I wasn't a big, huge Mulan font.
Yeah, that big old badonk gone.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
Saturday Night Live is returning to the studio. October 3rd is their target date, so they say that they will start resume filming in studio. As far as studio audiences, not so much, but the network has yet to announce a host and musical guest, but they're going to be getting season 46 on October 3rd, and getting back in studio for Saturday Night Live, I think, is pretty necessary.
Yeah,
right?
Zoom stuff was
bad.
It worked for a while because it was like everyone just was dealing with it.
Kind of a loose.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Even Tom Hanks didn't make it work. No. Yeah, you know,
yeah, right. And he is David Pumpkins.
Yes.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that.
What a
Halloween time, man!
Wonderful reference. They definitely need to get back to studio, and they know that.
Yeah.
So they've been doing these virtual Zoom style ones at home since April.
Yeah.
When that started.
Do you guys feel like a lot of people are just kind of not necessarily tossing in the towel, but of quarantine? But especially with the sports and things like that, they're just like, all right, we've made it 6 months. Let's just go ahead and all just collaborate and just come back into what we need to do.
Well, I think we figured out more safety precautions, mask, the distancing, the washing of the hands. That prevents a lot of it.
I think people are tired of it. They're over it. They're like, let's just move on. And you're like, that's not really how infectious diseases work. But because there's all this talk about vaccines and everything else,
people are a little bit more
they're
hopeful.
They're like, okay, yeah, we'll just, hopefully I won't die before
and the treatments,
December.
They're figuring out, the better ways to treat it. And so I think people aren't quite as scared, which is not a great thing. Because that's why we're still in the situation that we are today. But Saturday Night Live has gone through so many different iterations over those 46 seasons. And I think we're back in another kind of great cast. At the beginning of when they do a whole cast rollover, you're always like, oh, this group sucks. And then you give it two seasons and you're like, all these people
are hilarious.
Good.
Lord Michaels is unbelievable if you think about it.
Whoa.
At finding the people that are genuinely hilarious week after week.
I still remember
Pete Davidson.
Pete Davidson sucks.
Get him off that show. What are you doing?
Yeah, he can go somewhere. But remember when they were Will Ferrell, Will Ferrell and Adam Sandler years? This cast sucks.
Yeah.
And you're like, these are the biggest comedian or the comic stars in the world right now. And look at how long those careers last. So I'm always kind of a little hesitant when the new group comes in, but give it a season or two. And then I feel like they really hit their stride. I will say, I hope Kenan Thompson never leaves SNL.
Kenan Thompson is the best.
I just got chills him on all that. Whenever we were kids, Ian, just watching his glow up been amazing. He's always been in sketch comedy, from the jump.
Yeah, from all that to, he's been in sketch comedy for his entire life. But he's kind of the new Daryl Hammond. Daryl Hammond did 20 seasons of SNL.
Kate McKinnon crushes everything she does too, man. She is fantastic.
But please, please never leave.
No, don't you go. Don't you go anywhere.
We're not talking to you, Pete.
Yeah, Pete, you can leave.
You can leave right now.
In fact,
Doors open.
Yeah, just go ahead and walk on out. Just go on. Cobra Kai. So Mahoney has been recommending this. Guillermo has been talking a lot about it in the chat too. But Cobra Kai was a YouTube series, and then it has recently moved over to Netflix. Mm-hmm. So if you have Netflix, you've been able to watch it and stream it for free. There's two seasons that are on there right now. I started it last night and really enjoyed it. It's very nostalgic. So if you didn't watch the original Karate Kid, I don't think that you would get it. I think that maybe you'd be able to
buy in. You'd watch the movie first, you think?
Yeah, watch the movie first, but it's also almost like the reason why I like it so much is because Karate Kid was such a huge movie.
Iconic movie. I mean, it's one of the top five. Yep. Like Goonies, Back to the Future, Karate Kid.
Yeah.
Like all of those just iconic movies for young kids.
I'm only a couple episodes in.
I got into karate because of Karate Kid.
Yeah. And that's how you got your
yellow belt.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Look out.
That's right.
He'll sweep the leg.
I won't. I wasn't that flexible.
But Cobra Kai, the writer-producer, says season 3 is already filmed, edited, and ready to go.
Push it out right now.
So here's
the... No, we need you healthy and ready because last time...
last time you binged on Cobra Kai...
For 30 minutes.
Yeah, you showed up and you looked like hell and just, yeah, you...
You had butthole eyes.
you look like Pete Davidson.
You did.
I'll take that.
Don't
but yeah, so so that's great news. So there won't be a COVID delay. Exactly, because there's going to be a huge lull coming up here, right? Yeah. Where there's a whole lot of content that we haven't really felt
pushed back yet because
everything stopped filming for 6 months, and so there's going to be this huge gap. And so the idea that they have this season 3 ready to go is pretty exciting.
When are they saying that we may have a chance to experience it?
They didn't really say exactly when, but they said sometime next year, so 2021.
Well, good.
We don't know if it's like the beginning of 2021.
No, they just got to Netflix, man. Yeah. He wants a season 3 right now.
No.
Yeah.
Not everybody binged it in a day. Two seasons in a day, sir.
And finally, Paris Hilton talking about finally addressing the sex tape, saying that she regrets it, that she shouldn't have done it. And she's even thinking about maybe having a kid now. So Paris Hilton is talking about kind of the next phase of her life.
How do you think kids are made?
Paris. Yeah. Also, she's just doing that because she's trying to like clean her like rap sheet. Like, because she wants to be seen as a mother now, not the girl who showed her hoo-hoo on camera.
I mean, it happens, man. Like,
there's plenty of mothers out there who have shown their
hoo-hoo on camera. In 2020.
Exactly.
It's
right. And they're not, like, coming out into the public and saying, I'm sorry for it.
Once you show your hoo-hoo on camera, market it and sell it to everyone, there's no take-backs on that.
Yeah.
Like, you're always...
It works in your favor, actually, Paris.
Yeah, you can actually make a lot of money doing that.
We're still talking about you right now because of that.
Yeah.
But there's a new show that is premiering called This is Paris. It's the evolution, her glow up, if you will.
Oh, so this is just promo.
Of course it is. September 14th on YouTube. And obviously, like she's...
God, you were a trash box if you watched that. I'm sorry. Like I don't like to judge people what they watch.
I was going
to
say, I'm going to watch the hell out of it.
You trashy ass Dave Audrey over here.
Set that trash box on fire.
Up. Hell yeah, I'm going to... Set the TV outside.
Watch my Von Dutch hat with it.
Audrey's not kidding. She just bought Dutch hat.
It's crushed purple velvet.
Did you give me one too so we can watch the show?
Do you want a black?
Maybe they're having some kind of transmitting trouble. Why don't we phone the station?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail. 833-YO-DUMMY. Again, 833-YO-DUMMY.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You know what scares me every single day? I'm still working from home, so I stress out over the thought of waking up one day, turning on my computer, and it has to update. Also, why do those updates take like 3 hours?
Message deleted.
That's an excellent point, and there's never a good time for the update. Mm-mm. There's never like, oh yeah, this is great. This is a really convenient time. And do you ever get bamboozled by the updates where it's like, oh, this is just you need to update something real quick and then it goes
on the Mac? It's
for an hour.
Nightmare. Like that's a one thing that Windows, I think, has way over Macs is the update time, because if like you try to update your Mac to whatever it is, it feels like it takes an eternity. Yep. Whereas Windows does a pretty good job, a couple minutes depending on what the size of the update. But the thing that gets my goat, Dave.
Yeah.
Is when you go update and shut down. Like you can update it as you shut down. And then, theoretically, when you turn it back on in the morning, it should be fine.
It's supposed to be, yeah.
And then you still have to wait some more when you turn it back on 8 hours later.
Dude, before they started doing it in the middle of the night, it'd be like,
the
iPhone updates? I would delay that thing. I'm like,
eternity.
The world's going to end before I agree to do this update. There's just no way. I hate it. Copper in the chat said that his computer decided to update and restart on its own this morning, which is, again, pretty fun stuff if you're working from home.
Mm. Or you're doing like a live broadcast or you're on a Zoom meeting.
Mm.
Yeah, cool.
Been there.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I found a really good box at work, like Dave said, really well-made box. And I was using it for trash. So I asked my coworker to empty the trash at the end of the day. He throws the box away with the trash. Who does that? Now I got to teach this guy proper box etiquette.
Message deleted.
It's a good box. It's a perfectly good box. Why would you throw that away? It's a well-made box.
What if there was something gooey or grimy inside the box?
That's different. It's no longer a good box.
Nope.
What's in the box does not reflect the box itself.
Right.
And
boxes, if it's a good box, you should respect that box. You don't just put anything in the box.
Respect the box.
Yeah. It's a nice box.
When you move, do you buy new boxes or do you try to go to like places and get boxes?
It depends if somebody else is paying for the move.
That's the right answer.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If you had to get rid of one restaurant between Olive Garden, Applebee's, Cheesecake Factory, and Outback Steakhouse, which one would it be?
Message deleted.
This is tough.
What were the choices again?
Okay, so Applebee's. Olive Garden, Applebee's, Outback, and Cheesecake Factory, right?
I would go Applebee's.
Cheesecake's gone.
I'm taking Cheesecake out.
Get out of here.
Every
time I go to Cheesecake Factory, they have too much stuff on their menu.
I don't know.
And they don't know how to make any of it like well that. Enough for it to ever taste like everything, superb enough for me to want to go back.
Everything always tastes okay. It's not bad.
They all taste the same. Their Alfredo tastes like a chicken tender because it's all cooked in the same stuff.
Yeah. It's just fine.
It's been a hot minute. But I like their cheesecake. That's why I feel like I would go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Just because of their cheesecake.
Good desserts.
Applebee's has amazing desserts.
Oh, yeah. Those fried donuts.
Much like we were talking about earlier, Applebee's is a great place to go trash it up. You know, like if you want to go get sloshed on relatively cheap drinks, go into an Applebee's and you feel good while you're in there because you're like, I know I'm going to get real drunk for not that expensive. And the people watching is going to be great.
Oh, it's always so
Applebee's
perfect.
On like a Saturday. Ooh. By like 10 p.m., like it's getting weird.
That's
in that
the only
Applebee's.
Place where I've met a female Ian. One of the bartenders, her name was Ian.
You met a chick named Ian?
Yeah, at Applebee's.
Did you fall in love?
I was eating good that night.
Oh my gosh.
The dessert.
The
dessert.
The Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Well, all right then.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
It's Friday, my friends. And we have made it through another week somehow, some way. And so the weekend is here for us. It's almost here for you. And we are going to celebrate that by drinking some fine craft beer this morning.
And today is a special local Las Vegas feature. Our friends at Craft House are celebrating their 6th anniversary. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday, the 19th. We are going to be doing a virtual beer fest. So you can get your tasting kit for only $30. And then you can drink along with us. It's going to be from 4 to 6 p.m. next Saturday, the 19th. The 6-year anniversary of a great brewery. They have done so much for the craft beer scene here in Las Vegas. Really, really enjoy their fine beers, their merchandise is wonderful, and they're bringing some great live music as well. So the Dirty Hooks, which are a great local band that has been doing big things out on tour with Stone Temple Pilots and so much more. They have been a staple of the Las Vegas music scene for many, many years. Very excited about this. So kits and the add-ons can be picked up at both the Henderson and the Arts District locations Monday through Thursday, September 14th through the 17th from 4 to 10 p.m. And then on Friday, it's going to be opened up a little bit from noon to 11, and then on Saturday, the day of the event next week, noon to 3. But again, the fact that we're able to partner with these guys and bring this to your house. So if you you're still socially distancing, or you just like the beer fest that you do at home, I mean, they become a lot of fun, man. They're
so
really
fun.
Really good times. If you want to drink along, again, $30 for some great craft beer that's all made locally, and you get a lot of it at that for that price. It's totally worth it, in my opinion. So hopefully you can join us for that. All the information up on our website at x1075lasvegas.com.
Hell yeah. Well, we have cracked the beer that we are doing today. The beer that we are doing today is one that I have not had before from our friends over there at Craft House. It's called Electro Light. It's a low-calorie IPA with electrolytes, and I'm going to read you a little bit about it. It says, brewed
for the active Nevadan, enjoying our state's beautiful outdoors, intentionally low in calories, under 120 calories, with big hot flavors. Really? They are intensified with the addition of lime peel, electrolytes of sodium, potassium, potassium chloride, and bicarbonate, ensure to keep you keeping on.
This is so perfect.
Just four bloopers in that, Mahoney. Very nice.
That was beautiful. You're good at reading.
You want me to come over there? I will come over there and take that beer from you.
120 calories, I mean, that's about what you'd get in like a normal lager or even like a White Claw, you know? So, I mean, that's really, really
But the replenishing of like the salts and all of that, like as far as like you're saying, like low-cal like beverages that you can drink by the pool or anything like that.
Yeah.
But I like that it has the active like element of replenishing you while you're dehydrating yourself.
And here's the thing is that Las Vegas and Nevada as a whole, when people that don't live here think about it, they always think about the Strip, right? And coming here to party and gamble and everything else. And they don't appreciate like all of the incredible outdoorsy things that you can do here. I mean, everything from hiking to Red Rock. If you're in the northern part of the state, the whole Lake Tahoe area is beautiful. I mean, there is so much cool outdoorsy stuff that you can do. Kayaking down by the Hoover Dam. If you go out and do the water sports at Lake Las Vegas, I mean, there's just so much great outdoorsy stuff. And now this time of year, especially, is peak outdoors time, right?
Starting to cool off a little bit.
Yeah, the summer is not great for doing outdoorsy stuff because it's just too balls hot, right? Yeah. Now, all of a sudden, you can get outdoors and to have a beer to pair with that outdoor activity that's an IPA, I'm excited to try this.
Well, I'm excited. I mean, the five categories in which we rate all of our beers on Beer for Breakfast: look, smell, taste, feel, and drinkability. Looking at this beer, this is an interesting body of a beer. I'm trying to hold it up to the camera. If you're watching,
can you guys
along
see all of this
with
stuff Twitch in there
right now?
Is that the salt?
It is a cloudy kind of.
It's the actual body is very like it's like a golden straw, which you can see through it. But when you are seeing through the body, you see a lot of stuff.
Yeah, that's the particles. That's got to be the salt and like the electrolytes in there.
I thought this was an incredibly carbonated one when I was looking at it from afar, but then I got a close look up to it. And yeah, there is I have never seen a body of a beer that looks like this before. So that is a new one for me. That's
yeah, don't be alarmed. There's floaties in this.
Yeah, there's floaties in it, and it looks cloudy because of that. But you're right. The actual body of the beer is not cloudy at all. Yeah. It's because there's so much stuff in it, but it's really got an interesting look to it. Yeah.
All right, let's move on to the smell portion of Beer for Breakfast. Let's all take a big whiff of the Craft House Electrolyte Low Calorie IPA.
It does smell very much like a
normal IPA.
I mean, you get the big pine notes, the hops in there, all of it. Yeah, it's very on point for what an IPA should smell like, even though it's only 120 calories.
I am getting a little bit of that lime peel also.
That lime peel?
Some limey lime?
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
A little bit in there. All right. Well, let's move on to our favorite part of this segment, which is the taste.
That's all. You know, we can actually cheers each other now. You
know, I'm for COVID and stuff.
Oh,
drank. Yeah. You know, trying to keep this
virtual
this
cheers still. We'll stick
sanitary and you know, so. Plus this makes a better sound.
Does it? It's your broke ass iPhone on a whatever. Okay, we get it.
Okay.
Take a drink. Stop it.
Mahoney.
Stop it. Do you want a spanking or a high five?
Both.
Don't
treat me with don't threaten me with a good time. All right. So I'll take a drink and you guys tell me what you've thought so far about the body.
So,
the taste.
Personally, I really like this because it's like a very low-bodied IPA. Like it's
heavy.
Like in my lane of IPAs. Like I don't want it to taste like overwhelmingly like hoppy. It's one that I could definitely, like you were saying, Dave, go out and do things and then drink it. You know,
are you guys getting the salty finish?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
It's nice.
It's interesting. You know, so this
I love
is,
it. Maybe I'm dehydrated.
I don't know. Like I said, that was my very first taste of the electrolyte from Craft House, so I got to take another one. But interesting. Like I said, I like the finish. It's there. The hops are there. It's still light bodied. So this isn't.
Light body is a great way to describe it. And both of you kind of landed on that same thing, right? Where some IPAs you drink them and they just like feel like there's a pine cone sitting on your tongue. While you're drinking it, it's light. It drinks pretty easy, but it still has
an overpowering hop. But it's a good hop.
It's a good hop, exactly. The flavor of profile of the hop is very nice.
And then you get a little bit of that lime. You get the salt there at the end too. So yeah, I mean, I don't know if I necessarily. I mean, like, this is an interesting IPA.
this is my lane IPA. Because you know, like,
you're out doing stuff.
Well, not even that, but like from the aspects of just like overwhelming piney tasting IPAs, I can only drink one or two. Yeah. This I could take a 4-pack or whatever it comes in, a 6-pack, and crush it. Like, you could drink multiple.
I really like the salt because it reminds, you know, I just love that like salty finish there at the end because it makes me want to go back and drink more.
Yeah.
You know, like Fruitlands from Modern Times is one of my favorites out there. And that's the salty finish on that makes me want to come back. And this reminds me of the finish of this reminds me of that. But then you get a little bit of that lime tartness in there that balances it out. The hops. I mean, there's zero, like, this is no alcohol, like, as far as, like, big alcohol flavor hitting you in the face.
It's only 4%, right? Yeah. So, I mean, it's not a ton of alcohol.
But it's like, if you don't like that, like, beer taste or the alcohol in beer, like, this is one of those ones that is just very, it's layered, and it's, I like it.
I was skeptical, because I'm stupid and don't really know what an electrolyte is. Same. And so an electrolyte.
I just know like Gatorade.
Yeah, like an electrolyte IPA. I was like, what does that even mean? But it is impressive, and I really like it. I think it's
electrolytes are minerals in your body that have an electric charge. Is that correct, Ian?
Duh.
Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea. It replenishes charge? Your body.
Yes, they balance the amount of water in your body. So essentially, like as you're drinking this, you're probably less likely to dehydrate yourself and probably not have as bad of a hangover tomorrow as you would if you were to drink a 9% beer and just get hammered.
So do you think it's possible that the Emperor from Star Wars just had a lot of electrolytes and he was just really misunderstood?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just a lot of like,
power!
He was a horse, son of a bitch.
dude.
Like you said, 4% alcohol by volume, 45 IBUs, under 120 calories for this. I am a fan. I like it. So another great one that they've knocked out of the park from our friends over there at Craft House. I say the mouthfeel, light, refreshing, nicely carbonated, but I think the finish on it, refreshing.
And I'll say this much, that when we're talking about beers that you can experience with us, the Craft House Beer Fest is coming up in just over a week. So 1 week from tomorrow on the 19th, and all the information to get one of these packets to enjoy a whole bunch of the great products from our friends at Craft House that are going to be featured on that Saturday, available now. So go get your what?
Mahoney.
What? How did you have that many burps back to back? Okay.
Be impressed.
Go get your beer. Well, and
how many burps did you do?
There's three.
Three? Yeah. So is that your beer scale supremacy? Three burps? Do you have one more in there for a fourth?
Fourth.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
Got three rather strange stories for you here. A Virginia man gets permission to be buried in a juicy fruit themed casket. A 94-year-old Virginia man has a lifelong love of juicy fruit, got permission from Mars Wrigley Company to have his casket painted to resemble a pack of the chewing gum. I don't know if I would have asked.
I would have just done it. Just like, done what are you going to do? Like,
I'm dead.
Bring it on, Double Mint.
So, no, this guy's loved juicy fruit. And you know what? Some people were making fun of this guy online for doing this. And he's a 94-year-old dude. Like, if he loves juicy fruit, you're buried however the hell you want, man.
Yeah, who cares?
The only complaint I have about juicy fruit is that the flavor doesn't last.
And also, it's kind of a lie. It's like, you know, juicy fruit is gonna move you. So he's actually not gonna be moved by juicy fruit.
He's going to be
because he's dead.
He's going to be rather, kind of
stationary.
Got
to be there.
Very stiff. Station.
Yeah. But I will come to your aid anytime that you need. Sammy Oki, who is the 94-year-old. Don't listen to all the haters out there. Good for you.
Yeah, man. If you know what you want, do it.
Yeah, good for
they're
you.
They're just jealous that they don't know how they want to be buried.
Yeah, and they don't have a gum that loves them back like Juicy Fruit has loved you.
That's right.
That's right. U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers at the Miami International Airport say they seized nearly $500,000 being smuggled out of the United States in the bottom of a cushion, chair cushion. That was part of a crate containing furniture to be shipped to the Dominican Republic. The search, which happened on September 3rd, $491,280.
Damn.
Unreported U.S. currency. Authorities note that it is legal to carry large amounts of money in or out of the country, but travelers with over $10,000 are required to report it, right? So they say in a typical day, they'll seize an average of about $207,000 in unreported or illicit currency. Every day they're doing that? That is crazy.
Well, I mean, you got to figure people are trying to move money across the country and keep it on the DL.
Yeah.
Usually related to the drug trade in some way, shape, or form.
They watched Ozark.
$491,000 in a chair cushion, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I should have hidden
it. They washed it first.
Should have put it in their butt. What? No one ever checks the butt.
How big is your butt?
You're
always talking about stuffing so many things.
Hey, man,
quite large capacity in your butt.
Let's see.
It's never anything small.
If a cartel wants to offer it up, you know, we'll see how much money we can get in there.
We should do it as a, like a contest?
Are you actually offering live on the radio that you're willing to be a drug mule?
No, I'm not being
a
drug mule.
With a butt full of cash?
Just ask the cartels.
Shout
out to the cartel.
Yeah, what up, cartel?
Sorry.
Did you have a specific cartel that you want to...
Is there a butt cartel?
The P.D. Pablo cartel?
The crack cartel, I'm sure.
The crack cartel. And finally, a topless Tennessee woman has been charged with public intoxication after chewing on the mane of a miniature horse. The stories just write themselves sometimes. A very drunk, topless Tennessee woman was chewing on the mane of a miniature horse. She told authorities that she thought it was made of Laffy Taffy.
She was just drunk?
Yeah. She was topless in a backyard with two miniature horses. She told the sheriff's deputies that the horse's mane is made of Laffy Taffy and Airhead candy. The officers asked where her shirt was. She looked down and only then realized that her shirt was missing. It's about 30 feet away. Man, I've been very drunk. I have never been this drunk. That is amazing. Her name is Teeple.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
As we head out today, it's obviously the anniversary of 9/11, and it's a heavy day for a lot of people, and there's a lot of great first responders in this city that helped this city move. And we've talked a lot about over the last couple of months, all the doctors and the nurses. And, we're coming up on the anniversary of October 1 here in Las Vegas as well. I just want to give a shout out to everyone that worked so hard to make the city go around. This is a strange time just for our country in general. It's very divided. And it's like, you have to pick sides and everything else. I hate that. And there's so many good people in Las Vegas that work so hard to make sure that we're safe, whether it's the firefighters, the police officers, the paramedics, the doctors, the nurses, and everyone in between. And those people were very affected, obviously, on September the 11th and October 1st here locally in Las Vegas. So to round out the show today, just want to do one final thing. This is the national anthem that we play when there's a moment that we need to reflect. And I really think, after hearing so many different renditions at different sporting events over the years that are really beautiful and stunning and everything else, this really encapsulates the beauty in a different way. So this is a guy who plays trumpet. His name is Chris Bode. And this was at a game in New York because they played it at MetLife. It was the Giants versus the Colts. And I just remember them going down the sidelines and showing the players' faces. And some of the players were moved to tears because this guy just playing trumpet by himself, it's just beautiful.
It's the best rendition of it that I've ever heard.
Yep. And the fireworks going off in the background at exactly the right time. It was just a really magical moment. But just to reiterate that it's a very tough time, I think, for this country in a lot of ways. And at the end of the day, I saw somebody post about this the other day that they miss September the 12th. And the reason that they miss September the 12th is because we were all so united at that time. And
together as a country,
we need more of that. And this, again, is a beautiful rendition of the national anthem of our great country.
Thank you.
You guys have a great weekend.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine, out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land. Time out.